The high heel. Painful sometimes, potentially damaging. So where did these strange objects originate? Who first wore the heel? This is the V&A in London, the Victoria and Albert, the largest museum of decorative arts and design in the world. Helen Person is curating an up-and-coming exhibition on shoes.
And two pictures here, painted miniatures of two men. These paintings were done when?
1591 to 93.
Who are they?
Probably a Persian soldier, archman. And on the other side we see a Mongolian
Another
captive.
Soldier?
Yeah. Wearing these very pointy, high-heeled boots.
So this is the earliest evidence you have of high heels. They're riding boots, they're like cowboy boots. And they're for men.
They're for men. The heel keeps your feet in the stirrup. It's an equestrian attire to enable you to become a better rider, to become a better warrior, a better soldier.
So deeply practical.
Yeah, deeply practical.
The 16th century and the high heel steps off the battlefield and into high society.
So the heel moved from the Near East into Europe, and at the time it symbolised military strength, power, virility.
Yeah, most likely, yes, because it was men in the West who most enthusiastically adopted the heeled shoe. Louis XIV of France ordered men in his court should wear heels that were red and with a red sole to identify them as belonging to the court. And of course this became then a symbol of political privilege and courtly privilege to be in the inner circle.
Of all the things we put on our bodies, it would seem that shoes should have the most basic practical job to do to get us from point A to point B comfortably.
Elizabeth Semmelhack, curator at the Bata Shoe Museum in Toronto, Canada.
Well, one of the best ways that status can be conveyed through dress is through impracticality. When you look at the history of footwear around the world and in different cultures, upper classes often wear the most uncomfortable shoes or the shoes made of the most luxurious fabrics expressly so that they can announce through their footwear their privileged status, that they aren't in the fields working, that they don't have to stand all day, that they don't have to walk far.
It's just screaming wealth and privilege.
Were women wearing high heels at
this
time?
Well, women and children also adopted the high heel. Up to the late 17th century, there were not much difference between men and women's footwear, but you started seeing a change in the heel at this point.
Why?
Men started to have more squarer, more robust heel, lower, a stacky heel, while women's heel became more slender, more curvaceous.
There becomes a discussion about how men, regardless of station of birth, if educated, could become citizens. This is basically sowing the seeds for the American Revolution, the French Revolution, etc. So in contrast to femininity, masculinity is being described as sober, rational. Men are educatable. Women, in contrast, are emotional, sentimental. And female desirability begins to be constructed in terms of irrational fashion. And the high heel becomes a primary example of impractical dress. By the 1730s, it became now an expressly female form of dress.